good to have you back here. We appreciate your support, of course, and a lot going on, as you well know. Joining me now is Dan Gaynor, the Vice President of Free Speech America and Business for the Media Research Center. And the media spent a year, Dan, celebrating serial sexual harasser and Governor Andrew Cuomo, also an Emmy Award-winning governor, if you had missed that. The findings aren't just serious. They could be a legal mess, and it's a mess for the media as well. And I want to play something that the Media Research Center put together, Dan, real quick, about the love fest from the media to the governor over the last year or so. Listen to this.
David, we're standing by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day, everything Trump isn't. Honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the President of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
Conveying incredible strength. Was the governor living in an honest, brave, well, maybe a criminal world, Dan? Tell me your take on what Letitia James, the Attorney General of the State of New York, handed down yesterday. Massive report, 179 witnesses, 74,000 documents, and the list goes on and on. Tell me your thoughts.
Well, first of all, this shouldn't come as any surprise to anybody. Well, you know, this has been going on for a long time. The media just did everything they could to suppress it. If you look back to 2020, they used Andrew Cuomo as a bullpen pitcher. They thought it was widely assumed in Washington area that Joe Biden couldn't make it across, make it to the end of the game. And so they needed a backup. So what they did, the media promoted Cuomo constantly, to the point where he won an Emmy, to the point where they would go live to his press conferences for COVID, not Trump's. They put him out there. You had, you know, the Daily Show host going on Ellen, is telling everybody how he was a Cuomo-sexual, and that was a common term. You can find stuff on Etsy that they're probably burning right now that they don't want to sell, but Etsy, Amazon, talking about people being Cuomo-sexuals. We were bombarded with propaganda, even though we knew that Cuomo had killed thousands of people by putting COVID patients in the nursing homes who are unprepared for it, and that this was all part of the fact that the media knew he was their guy. Why? Because he was liberal, and his brother was an anchor at CNN.
Well, now that you bring that up, Chris Cuomo, CNN. According to the AG's in-depth investigation and report, played a key role in some of the denials penned or allegedly penned by the governor and released about his denials, his positioning. Chris Cuomo, what does he face in this right now?
Well, I mean, even Brian Stelter for CNN has had to raise the question because they put Chris Cuomo out there again last night. He didn't even address it. Oh, he's focusing on COVID now. Yeah, look, he knew this report was coming out, so he's backed off covering his brother. But here's the guy who put out – he was the leading propagandist for Andrew Cuomo. Not only did he help him behind the scenes crafting responses and crafting his media strategy, but he put him on TV to promote him. CNN is involved in this up to the neck, and that means they're involved in all of it, not just the sexual harassment, but they're also the killing of seniors in nursing homes.
Sure.
The reason why there's reckoning to this.
Well, you know, and you look at this, well, yeah, and it's CNN, obviously, Chris Cuomo should not be on the air, period. This doesn't take an ethics professional to figure this out. The conflict of interest is blatant. The bias is overt. And you're pretending to be a news network, more like the capsized news network, CNN. They have no viewers. They have no credibility. They have no integrity. None at this point, from what I can tell and most people can tell. But the governor, this is now a criminal investigation. The governor himself is in real trouble here. The question is, will he leave? He says he will not step down. He will not leave. This could be an ugly 15-round fight for the Democrats as we head through the back end of 2021 toward the midterm elections. A constant reminder of what you said, and that is nursing home deaths that happened not only in New York, but in Pennsylvania and Michigan and New Jersey. These are other places that will continue to get plowed up, is it not?
Well, it should be. This should be an ongoing crisis for Democrats, but history shows otherwise. Ralph Northam, the king of wearing a Klan outfit and blackface, the media let that drop. Even in Cuomo's case, the media let it drop. There was a big hullabaloo earlier this year, and then ABC, CBS, and NBC dropped the story for 3 full months. So, remember, the media only pursue people they don't like. So when George Allen, the senator from Virginia, when he used the obscure term macaca, that literally today 99.9% of Americans still don't know what it means, the Washington Post pounded him out of office. When Ralph Northam was found with wearing blackface and possibly wearing a Klan outfit, he claims he didn't remember. When that happened, Washington Post dropped it because he was on their team.
Not to mention he suggested euthanizing a child after it was born was perfectly okay as well. But don't let that bother you, whether he's wearing a Klan outfit or not. Ralph Northam is good to go, as you make a fine point. Dan Gaynor here, Vice President, Free Speech, American Business for the Media Research Center. All right, so what does the media do now? I mean, it's out there. It's big. And Letitia James, they like, because she was somebody that said, I'm going to go get Donald Trump. I'm going to file criminal accounts against Donald Trump. So they've got to choose sides. And the problem for the media is Letitia James has political aspirations as well. So does she want to be governor? The answer behind that question is yes. Yes, she does. And so where do we go from here?
Well, you see, where the media wants us to go is somewhere else.
Yeah.
So they'll follow right now. You got Biden coming out. You got the congressional, representatives from New York. You got the nearby governors. You got everybody lining up and saying he's got to go. But that doesn't mean he's got to go. The only people who can do that are the state legislature or Cuomo himself. So if Cuomo just slow walks it, and then he just gradually, backs off, and you wait for the news cycle to change. News cycle changes pretty often. You've got China.
It does, but
you've got tons of stuff going on in the world.
A lot of things going on, including that pesky criminal investigation. It doesn't go anywhere. I think it's problematic for the governor. I don't see how this is survivable. It's certainly not survivable. He'll never get reelected to anything at this point. Because suburban moms, that key voting bloc, they'll have nothing to do with him. 20 seconds for the last word, Dan.
You've got a liberal Democrat in New York. Maybe he gets defeated in the primary, but if he doesn't, liberal Democrat in New York, does he lose in general? Maybe not.
Maybe not. Wow. Quite a prediction, Dan. We'll keep an eye on that one. If he wins the primary, he wins it again. Dan Gaynor, Vice President, Free Speech America and Business at the Media Research Center. Well done. Greatly appreciate you being here, as always, my friend.
Thanks, man.
There you have it. All right. We'll continue to sort this out. The media spent a year celebrating this clown. At any rate, we'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard. Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.